What's going on? We're back here on another podcast with Jackson Scherer for Jackson Scherer Sports Radio, talking about a Week 10 overreaction for pretty much the craziest things that happened throughout this week. So, I mean, I guess we could really start with my favorite team, the Baltimore Ravens. I don't know what the heck happened. I don't know what Lamar is doing. Up by multiple scores, all you got to do is run the ball. You got Gus Edwards. You've got a huge running back room. Enough with the running back option, read option with Lamar. And stop trying to fake out the defenders because they know Lamar is going to get the ball. So why are we running the ball with Lamar? It's two-yard gains, three-yard gains, nothing more for Lamar. Nothing was cooking for the Baltimore Ravens in the second half, and the Browns end up taking the win on a walk-off 41-yard field goal from Dustin Hopkins. Browns win 33-31. Honestly, I think an overreaction is that the Ravens are going to come third in this division, and that's quite literally what I think might happen now. I think the Ravens will not win this division just the way they had this week go pan out. And I think, honestly, the Bengals coming off a loss, it's going to be a great game on Thursday Night Football with the Ravens and the Bengals. I think this division is up for grabs now. Every team is really good. Pittsburgh Steelers heating up. It's going to be a fun one to watch down the road. So moving on to the Houston Texans, I think my overreaction of the week is that they have a shot to possibly win their division. Honestly, I think they can compete with teams like Jacksonville and the Tennessee Titans. I think they really can, and I think they're a playoff team. I think with C.J. Stroud at quarterback, Devin Singletary dropping 150 yards on the Bengals defense, and Noah Brown without Nico Collins dropping 172 receiving yards, you got to be kidding, right? I mean, that is some play. That is a playoff team taking down Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and that lethal Bengals offense. So honestly, I think is T. Higgins the difference between the Bengals winning and losing? Probably not. So I think the Texans, pound for pound, are better than the Bengals. And the Bengals, I really don't think the Bengals have a legit chance to go far in the playoffs this year. And I think my theory for quarterbacks stands true to this day. Quarterbacks that go to the Super Bowl and lose after their first appearance in the Super Bowl, Cam Newton, Jared Goff, Matt Ryan, Joe Burrow, now Jalen Hurts, they're not the same. You know, they are not the same quarterback as they were before. And I think there's something about losing the Super Bowl in the way that all those quarterbacks lost the Super Bowl, in the fashion that they lost the Super Bowl. And I think there's something to be said about that. So, you know, that theory is to be continued. But honestly, I think Joe Burrow is really just not having an amazing year. He had a great game, don't get me wrong. But C.J. Stroud just had a better game. And I mean, with the Vikings, moving on to that, I think the Vikings, I think they really could win this division still. I think it's up for grabs. I think they have a solid chance to win the division with Josh Dobbs soaring through the air for a touchdown, throwing dots to TJ Hockenson, who went off for 134 yards receiving on 11 receptions and a touchdown. I mean, you got to be kidding me, right? Beating the Saints. The Saints are a good football team, and holding the Saints to only 19 points but 3 points throughout the entire first half is a great accomplishment. And I think Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings should be very proud of that. So I think the Vikings, my overreaction for them is winning the division. Steelers, I'm not even going to say anything about that. I think the Packers just really aren't a good football team. So, you know, a well-deserved win for the Steelers, but nothing more to be said on that. I think the Buccaneers have a great, have a really, really talented team. I don't think they'll win the division, though. I think the 49ers will win the Super Bowl. I mean, honestly, I'm going to say it now. It's obviously not a very hot take, but I think the Niners will win the Super Bowl. They are so dominant. Purdy dropping 3 touchdowns. McCaffrey without a touchdown. So that's obviously a good problem to have. McCaffrey didn't have a touchdown, and you still dropped 34 points on the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know you're doing something right. And the Niners just look back after a skid for four games. They look like the best team in the NFL right now after the Ravens just dropped out. So honestly, really good for them. The Lions on a bounce back week, they come into SoFi Stadium and they beat the Chargers. I think the Lions also could win this division. It's going to be between the Lions and the Vikings. It's going to be very close in the end as they have not played each other yet. So the last couple weeks of the season are going to be very entertaining. We'll have to see how that pans out. And I honestly don't know who's going to win that division. I think pound for pound, the Lions are probably better. But I think the Vikings will find a way to beat the Detroit Lions one way or another. And then moving on to the Cowboys, I really don't have a lot to say about the Cowboys. I mean, you beat up a guy who's living in his mom's basement still. So, you know, not a lot to be said there. His mom pretty much makes his bed for him, serves him breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all meals throughout the day. A grown man in his mom's basement. They are serving him food. He's living at home. A grown man is still living at home in the NFL. That, to me, is crazy. And he went to high school just about 25 minutes from where I currently am located in New Jersey. He went to Don Bosco Prep. So, honestly, just a crazy story for him to make it to the NFL. But listen, you're not going to stand a chance against the Dallas Cowboys, especially in Dallas. They rout them. They go crazy. And they win this game by 32 points. So, just a really outstanding game from Dak. 4 touchdowns. Unfortunate interception. But Brandon Cooks had a day, too. So, honestly, you know, the Cowboys could win the division. It's very possible. But I don't see it happening. So we'll have to see how that goes. The Seahawks really look good too. So the NFC West is really up for grabs, I think, in my opinion. And I think the 49ers really have some competition in the Seahawks. The Seahawks will put up a good fight. I don't know if they'll beat the Niners, but I think they will give a very good fight to a very talented 49ers team. I think the ability for Geno Smith to find open receivers, to find DK Metcalf, to find Tyler Lockett is going to be very crucial against a huge pass rush when you have Chase Young and Nick Bosa, the Ohio State brothers, coming off the edge. So it's going to be really crucial for Geno Smith in those division games to stay composed, stay calm, and know that he has to find a receiver within the first couple seconds. Otherwise, he's getting sacked. So that division, I think, is up for grabs as well. I think the Seahawks are very good at home. They're obviously 4-1, so they're a very good home team. And then the Jets and the Raiders, just pretty much a slugfest the entire game, to say the least. Zach Wilson throwing, he's the passing leader in the game. Josh Jacobs doing his thing on 27 carries for 116 yards. Garrett Wilson had a great game for 9 receptions, 93 yards. And you know, Aaron Rodgers could be back if the Jets are in playoff contention and in position to make a playoff run, which doesn't look like they are. It doesn't look like they are right now. If you just lost to the Las Vegas Raiders, you know something is wrong. Aiden O'Connell, nothing against him, but you know he's not the most talented quarterback in the NFL. And if you can't beat him, especially in a game that's that it's very close, you know there's obviously something wrong with the Jets defense. You know they're a talented group. The offense, it's a dumpster fire, and that's all I got to say on that. I think Breece Hall, they need to establish him as their lead back. I mean it's really tough when you got a quarterback like Zach Wilson back there. Breece Hall needs to get more yards. Zach Wilson should not be your leading rusher with 54 yards. Breece Hall had 28 rushing yards, only 2 more rushing yards than Dalvin Cook yesterday. He needs to be more productive, in my opinion, and that's how they can win the games. They're not passing the ball. No way. Zach Wilson is not that talented. He's not talented enough to get the ball to Garrett Wilson 15 times a game. So, in my opinion, the Jets, I think they're my overreaction for them, they're right now, they're not going to make the playoffs. I think my overreaction for the Raiders, looking down the stretch, they're 4-1 at home. And, you know, they can't stick with teams like the Bills, and they lost to the Steelers, and they lost to the Chargers. But they did beat the Packers. They beat the Patriots, but they lost to the Bears. So, honestly, I think it's a team that's very streaky. And they have a lot of good things about their team. But I think next week at Miami, it's going to be a pretty much dumpster fire. And I think I don't know what the spread is right now, but I think that should be close to what the spread was in Dallas versus the Giants this week. Yeah, it's 11.5. I just looked. So, yeah, it's not going to be a very close game in Miami next week. So if you are a Dolphins fan, prepare for very high scoring. And we'll have to see how that goes. We've got the Bills and the Broncos shortly. My overreaction for the Bills is that their Super Bowl window has finally closed. I don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl. I think they can make the playoffs, obviously, but I think they get eliminated in the first round or two. And I think their window for the for the Super Bowl has unfortunately closed at a 5-4 record this season. So that's my take on Jackson Shear Sports Radio. I know it's 10 minutes, so it's pretty long episode, but I appreciate you guys for listening and tuning into this episode on Jackson Shear Sports Radio. And more interviews coming up soon. See you guys in the next podcast episode. Peace out.